Time now to have a chat to Sam Freeman. Morning, Sam. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Good, thanks.
Always good to have a jockey the calibre of Willie Pike joining the team as in the group of jockeys here over the Spring Carnival.
Yeah, well, exactly. He's obviously top-line jockey. And, there seems to be really good depth in Victoria at the moment, and obviously he's going to add to that over this spring.
Just on the Lawrence, you haven't got a runner in the race on Saturday. Have you had a look at it? Have you got any thoughts on it?
I had a bit of a look. I thought, obviously, Mystic Journey's probably the best horse there, but a horse like Savatiano or something like that could easily pop up over that sort of trip and fresh. But, definitely, it's exciting just seeing some of the spring horses back, and it's going to be a pretty exciting little period in time.
No doubt about that. You've got one of the most exciting prospects from your team, who we've been waiting to see the return of, and that is Agreeable in the Quizette Stakes. She had a big boom going into that debut, and she didn't let anyone down. How has she come back from that stunning debut win?
Yeah, look, she's come back really well. She's, we only gave her 2 weeks out at Mitchell Park, where we spelled some of our horses, where she got a lot of tender love and care. She was wrapped up at night and just got some condition on her, so she had some nice residual fitness. We gave her a pretty easy jump out last week, and she seems to be coming to hand nicely. You know, the more we're getting to know her, the more she's probably giving us indication she's wanting a little further than the 1100 on Saturday. But she's a filly with a bright future, and hopefully she can kick off well on Saturday.
She got a fair way back on debut and rounded them up with ease. She's drawn 4 on Saturday. Where do you think she'll be?
We'll probably just be where she's comfortable. I think early last prep and before her debut, we were very focused on getting her to switch off and conserving her energy. She's a little bit highly strung and a little busy. Jamie Carr did a lot of the work on her leading into her first run and did trial her last week. She's elected to ride a different one. But, I don't think we'll be too far away. We'll probably be midfield, maybe a touch better, just where she's happy and just let her finish off strong.
All right. Well, who's Jamie Carr on? I'll have to have a look. Is it? Oh, I'll double check that. Maybe Benny, my producer, can get the field up. I don't have it in front of me. I'll let the punters know. As far as you're concerned, Supreme Idea, the stable mate, who's a better filly at this stage?
Supreme Idea was a bit stiff first up. She got batted around over there in Adelaide and was knocked around from pillar to post down the straight. So the last 50, she actually knuckled down a little bit. If the rain comes and it gets down to a heavy, she'd be right in this sort of race. She's rock hard fit now. She's got that sort of fitness edge that maybe some of the other fillies don't have, and she'll probably make her own luck riding the speed on Saturday. So she's a chance, but she'd probably need a fair bit of rain to be a contender.
Okay. River Knights at Ellerton, Zara Horse at Jamie Carr is on. You've got an interesting runner. Naval Warfare goes around in race number 4. There's a DL Friedman in the ownership and an S Friedman. Is that your uncle and you?
Yeah. Yeah, Lee bought the horse online sent it to us. He's sort of given Dad and I a share in it. Doesn't want to pay training fees, so that makes it a little...
Oh, is that how it works?
A little bit of pressure on. We need to get a result to try and get some of the training fees back on Saturday. So, he's actually come up really well. I wouldn't be surprised if he runs a bold race. We went through his form and it's the only horse Lee's probably got with us. So he went over him as much as you could go over a horse in his form. So he wanted us to give him a really big spell, which we did. He hadn't had a long break for a very long time. And we've just taken him along slowly. He kicked off his pre-train just at the beach, and we give him a lot of paddock time during the week. He gets a lot of attention, and our farriers have done a really good job with his feet. So his trials have been excellent. His work Tuesday was really good. It doesn't look an overly strong race. A win wouldn't shock.
All right, well, he's about $11, so that's a nice little push there on Saturday morning. And then you round out the day with Wilmot Pass in the last. You've got to beat... the odds-on favourite over from the West, but, gee, it was a horror watch last start, which it could always be from Barrier 1 at the Valley. How's he come through that run?
Yeah, look, he's come through it well. He's holding good condition. He's one we predominantly sort of train out of the paddock, so he's always fresh and well. We haven't done a lot with him between runs. We're going to have a good look at the speed map there. Obviously, he's a horse that can be slow away, but whether we run him Saturday or just wait, there's a nice midweek race next week for him that could suit. But he's going really well and was obviously, you know, pretty stiff at the Valley. So if he can get some clear running, he should be, you know, he's very fit. So that's probably, you know, an advantage on the favourite who might be, you know, more talented than him. But, yeah, we've got our horse in good order.
All right, you've got one runner over in Adelaide as well, Deep Dive. Who do you think's your best on Saturday?
Look, I want to say Agreeable if she gets the breaks and there's some nice speed there. So if she seems to be coming along really well, hopefully we can see an exciting one Saturday.
And you got one runner today, Criminal, at Sale. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, he's getting out to the mile now, which should suit. We've got the winkers on him. He just got a little bit lost when he went to put the race away last start. So, look, if he can just relax and settle early and build into the race, he should be pretty hard to beat.
Good on you, Sam. Best of luck over the weekend.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.